Welcome to the What Did Jesus Say podcast. I'm your host, Belinda R. Stokes, founder and leader of the What Did Jesus Say movement. Today's podcast topic is What Did Jesus Say About Seeking God's Kingdom First? Our scripture is Matthew 6:33, which reads, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." To give you some background on that text, Jesus has been baptized in the Jordan by John, tempted by the devil in the wilderness. He begins his ministry in Capernaum, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He calls four fishermen, goes to Galilee. He's teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing. His fame spread, and great multitudes started following him. And in today's passage, he's giving the Sermon on the Mount. He's teaching how to live in the kingdom of God. So we're going to break down this passage jot by jot, tittle by tittle. But before I can do that, I must teach you what the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God is God's rule of grace in the world. It's also a future period foretold by the Old Testament prophets and identified and ministered by Jesus, beginning with his public ministry and continuing today through his ministry in the church until that day that is consummated with his coming back to rule on the earth. Jesus said in Luke 17:21, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation." The kingdom of God is within you. Jesus gives several parables about the kingdom of God in Matthew 13. He said the kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed. It starts small, but then it grows great. The kingdom of God is like treasures hidden in the field. It is of great value. The kingdom of God is like leaven. The kingdom of God is a pearl of great price. The kingdom of God is like casting a net into the sea and drawing back the good and the bad. At the end of the world, there will be a separation. Now, the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That means the kingdom of God and God's righteousness must be first place, must be preeminent in your life. And how we do that is we must have an active prayer life. We must communicate with God daily, not just when we need something, but we need to talk to God every day. Jesus said in Matthew 7:7, "Ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." A-S-K, ask, seek, and knock. That passage is all about prayer. We also can seek the kingdom of God by imitating Jesus. What did Jesus do? Jesus was very loving. In John 15:12, he says, "Love one another as I have loved you." How did Jesus love us? He loved us sacrificially. He gave his life on a cross. He sacrificed his life for the whole world that we might obtain life and have life more abundantly. How else do we imitate Jesus? We imitate Jesus by forgiving others. Jesus tells us in Luke 23:34, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus said that when he was on the cross, bleeding, suffering, and dying. And he forgave them. He asked his Father to forgive his perpetrators. Now, if Jesus could do that on the cross, who are we? We have to forgive those who have done us wrong. In fact, let me let you in on a little secret. If you don't forgive others, the Father will not forgive your trespasses. Another way we can imitate Jesus is by serving God. How do we serve God who's in heaven? We serve God by serving man, by serving one another. Matthew 20:28 says, Jesus said, I came not to be served, but to serve. Another way we imitate Jesus is by being obedient to God's word. John 15:10, Jesus says, I have kept my Father's commandments. Another way for us to imitate Jesus is by his righteousness. We seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. And what is his righteousness? His righteousness is God's way of doing things, the right way. So if there's a right way to do things, which is God's way, then there must be a wrong way. And that's the devil's way. And we also, in order to seek his righteousness, we can imitate Jesus. He said in John 8:55, I know him, talking about his Father in heaven, and I obey his word. Now, this passage promises us that if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, these things will be added unto you. Now, if you go back a few verses, it'll lay out what they're talking about. They're talking about daily needs. What do you need daily? You need food, drink, clothing, and shelter. Luke 11:28 says, blessed are they who hear the word and who obey it. God wants to bless his people. He wants to bless his children. In fact, obedience is the key to obtaining and proving to God that you love him. So four things we covered today. We covered what the kingdom of God is. We covered seeking first the kingdom of God, how to do that. We covered how to seek his righteousness. And we covered these things that will be added unto you. Thank you for tuning in today. New episodes will be available monthly on the fourth Monday of the month. Please subscribe so that you will automatically receive each month's episodes. Please share this podcast with your family, your friends, and your church family. We pray you were touched, inspired, motivated, and encouraged to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness so that your daily needs will be met. God bless you.